BetRivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Yeah, I know.
Ready for this one?
If I've never done it. Yeah, I am. Wow.
Why don't you explain that photo?
Well, there's three young ladies, and they have stuff on, but they're the sense
swimsuits.
Swimsuits, but there's not much left in imagination in the rear area.
And James Strebel.
Oh man, there's a lot of good shots. I'll just say that.
What's your girl Kiki doing?
Well, she's laying on a fuzzball. I don't know. What is that?
I don't know.
It's just like a fuzzball. I don't know what she's laying on, but I like it.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Favorite ESPN Louisville shows, check out the Podcast Center at ESPNLouisville.com, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Rate, subscribe, and review, and do so. The app is a good spot to do it. Apple. Do you listen to any podcasts, Strebel?
I do.
What? Alien?
Yeah, a lot of paranormal, hey!
Laura Rutledge is back on TV.
She's wearing the pants that Nick was wearing yesterday.
Her pants are looser than Nick's
pants.
They
are looser than Nick's pants, but those are pretty tight.
So I don't know if Mitch is still there. I don't know when he's leaving.
I am.
He's handing the show off to the process. Why do you sound sad?
Because I'm trying to go, but...
Why don't you go? Is he there?
Process, are you taking over now?
All right, here he comes.
All right, well, but here, as you leave, do you have five tips for him real quick?
Yeah, give me your tips.
All right, real quick.
Save that.
All right, let me pull, it's out in my docs. Let me pull up Google Docs. All right, there it is. Okay.
I mean, you don't use an iPhone Note, you use a Google Doc?
Well,
What kind of animal are you?
Well, I actually have, look at how, I can't read off all I have. So, okay, we already talked about this one. Get a couple of drinks in before the wedding.
Okay, so hang on. Oh, okay.
Each of these is like a paragraph each.
Mitch on Saturday is in his buddy's wedding. The bridesmaid situation, I don't know how clear or unclear.
I'll report tomorrow.
Will Mitch be a playa? We don't know.
Oh.
But this is Strebel's last day because you're off tomorrow.
I'm off tomorrow.
Yeah, that's why we're doing it now.
Yes.
You're back on Monday. So go ahead. You have what, five tips?
Five.
You have five tips for your boy Mitchell Hannigan as he goes into today, tomorrow, Saturday, and maybe a little brunch on Sunday.
Yes.
A 3 or 4 day long weekend wedding extravaganza, and this is his moment.
Yes. All right. So here you go. Real quick. Get a couple of drinks in you before the wedding.
Slow down.
In order to loosen up and set the tone, I recommend 2 shots or about 3 beers before the ceremony begins. You are going to be standing in front of a bunch of people.
And while you may not
be the center of attention, you are orbiting the center of attention closely. Plus, you're going to be in a suit, so in order to avoid getting the sweats, knock back a few drinks to cool off and ease attention.
Yeah, we all have our flasks, so I'm with that one.
There you go. Number two, the ride. Which you might not have this.
Of course, you and your buddies have a flask, of course.
The ride to the reception is crucial. This is a big moment. After the uptight wedding and endless pictures with the wedding party, this is the first time that you will have to break the ice with your fellow groomsmen and the bridesmaids. Make sure there's a cooler packed and ready to go in the limo, or in my case, we had a trolley. Drinks on the way to the reception venue is a must. Make sure that you – this is very important, Mitch.
I don't think I have to worry. I think that the reception is at the same place.
Then I don't have to worry about that. But this is very important. This is probably the most important
one.
Make sure that you dance. Nobody likes to stick in the mud, especially at a wedding. The absolute worst thing you could do is sit at a table while everybody else parties and has fun. Let your inhibitions fall to the wayside. This is the best chance to encounter bridesmaids / singles ladies at the reception.
Can I pause you?
Yes.
Mitch, what you have to do here is there's that moment after a few drinks that you could do anything in the world, and then it slopes off.
Boom.
That's your time. You understand? You have to be a hunter.
I understand.
You can't talk to women.
I'm not afraid to dance.
If you sit at a table and think about how goofy everybody looks doing the electric slide in the Macarena.
Watching the St. Louis Cardinals lose 4-3 to the A's.
Losing bets. on his twin Spires. You don't do that. If you lead the electric side, that's an entirely different conversation altogether. Also, don't be stuck without a partner doing the slow dances. It doesn't matter who you dance with, especially at the start, as long as you have someone.
I disagree. It might not be bad to be on the sideline. That way it shaves a few prospects potentially off the top of the cake. Does that make sense?
It does, but also
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. People could, there's vultures are everywhere.
That you're behind. Yes.
Right.
If you're on the side, you're behind. My point would be a few lonely lasses are
right
over on the side as well, and that's when Mitch
point
has a better chance. I understand your way.
Yes.
Tomato, tomato.
Right.
Mitch, you're going to have to make that decision.
It's a tough one.
Okay, I'll make that
decision.
Three,
or you're going to go with me.
And the last two, I won't even read the paragraph. Just bring
he's fine.
Bring a pack of heaters. You'll need to step outside and cool off from time to time.
I mean, we'll have cigars. Probably not heaters, cigars.
Cigars are fine, too. Just something to smoke. It breaks the ice. And you can talk with other people milling about. And don't worry about dopes that think you're trashy. You want to smoke? Smoke a damn cigar. And then last one, don't upstage the best man. Let the guy give his speech. Most of them stink and aren't very good, but you'll be looked at as a jerk if you try to squeeze in a speech of your own.
I'm so happy I'm not doing a speech.
There you
my last best man speech I thought was horrendous. People liked it, but I thought it was horrible. So happy not doing a speech.
So are you, I guess you can tell us tomorrow, but will you be, do you know, you're not walking down the aisle with, like, the mom,
no,
right?
No.
Okay.
I'll report tomorrow. Okay. I'll spill the details tomorrow.
All right.
Can't
spill
wait.
Get out of here. All get him out of here.
Enjoy, man.
All right.
No, we go for
it's an odd change of
mortal
process.
Enemies.
I know, it really is. It's complete mortal enemies.
Yeah.
It's like Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
How about that?
How about
that's exactly what it is. Process, what's up, buddy?
Sorry, I got to plug in. Give me a sec.
No.
All right, here we go. I'm ready to rail heaters and kill people on water heaters. Let's do it.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Streeple hasn't talked to you in a while. Look how Streeple's so happy
now,
Process.
I'm really sorry that I have to come in on the back end of that Cosmopolitan article you just read from. But
boy, your mic sounds bad. It sounds so bad. I can't even hear you.
I'm sorry.
You just disappeared.
Let's try it again. Let me try it again. I'm really sorry I had to come in on the heels of that Cosmopolitan article you just read from.
It's more like a Maxim article.
Give me five ways
guys
I can freak him out in bed. Go ahead, go.
No, it's a Maxim article. It's a Cosmo for guys. Process.
It's
Jeez.
A Cosmo for guys. 437-9680. I don't know what we're going to do. Process is picking up a lot of hours because Grossman's graduating this weekend.
Yeah.
But our guy, we didn't mention this, Mitch is not happy because Grossman did not run LSL last night, turning down airtime when there's a lot going on, okay?
Yep.
Ellis was there and everything else, and your boy turned down the top to go to the Bats game.
I saw pictures.
So Mitch thought he was, like, out of town in Bloomington, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was just down the street at the Bats game, and he looked so happy in his little Indiana sweatshirt.
On a Wednesday night.
He looked so
night,
damn happy.
You made the point on our text chain, who goes to a Bats game that's 21 or over on a Wednesday? You go to Thursday night Bats game.
You don't have to. I think
that's
what
I would do.
I think they had specials that night. By the
Did
way,
they?
We're slated to go to a couple of those. We're going to broadcast out
really?
There. Oh, yeah.
I love Louisville Slugger Stadium.
There you go.
I'm excited about that.
I mean,
I
you love it so
there.
Much, the only time you'll go is during a Thursday where the beer's a dollar. So
of course.
What's the last Thursday game you've even been
to?
Man. I bet it's been 7 years. I'll go the – you know, I might even go the over.
You know –
You love it so much. You haven't taken your son. You get free tickets anytime.
Well, I didn't know that.
I mean, come
until
on.
Until now.
But I get you two free tickets or a family four
okay,
pack.
Yeah.
You got to leave someone at home. Probably Wyatt.
No, Wyatt.
He's a forgotten
Wyatt
son.
Wyatt would be the one
or
to take.
Ellie, yeah. Is it Elle or Ellie?
Ellie.
Ellie,
Wyatt
she's
would
done.
Be the one to take because he loves baseball so much and he plays. But I think the last time I went to a Thirsty Thursday game was actually right after the twins were born. And I just, Daddy needed to get out of the house. And so
that's what Process says to his roommate. Daddy needs to get out of the house.
Daddy needs to get out of the house. So
what an odd thing for anybody to say ever. Never, ever say that.
It's true. I need to get out
if
of the house.
If you refer to yourself as Daddy, I don't care how old your kids are, bro. You got to stop, okay?
That's what I am.
Refer to yourself
you,
like
do,
maybe
you think Dieter's ever
name.
Referred to himself as Daddy?
Do I think that? Yes.
Yeah,
do I want to dive any deeper because I think that? Absolutely not.
But I went with a Texas couple buddies, did a little Thirsty Thursday. On the way home, I was hungry, so I stopped by some Baronelles and got some pizza and crushed a pizza.
There you go.
Back when I was a large man, so yeah.
437-968. We'll read some text. Process is here. Go at Process on the text line. He always enjoys it. And if he doesn't, we will. I want to do a couple things here. I'm going to pivot to Kentucky here just because Ennis has Satterfield on. So it would make no sense. I mean, I have a Louisville thing I'm going to get to a little bit later. But just on the Kentucky stuff, we've talked so much about Ty and everything else. There is a rumor out there. And it's worth throwing out there because I now think that Kentucky will be locked in on, I think, best case scenario, they get two guards. And I think the forward thing is a potential just because we don't know about Keon Brooks. But what I found to be interesting, and I had this marked yesterday and we didn't get to it. And now there's, and here it is, Jalen Green. Who went to the G League?
Yes, I saw this article.
You saw? Well, is there an article about it? Was there an article?
He made some comments. Yes,
yeah. Well, he tweeted.
Yeah.
Jalen Green, who went to the G League last year, said, "Quote: I know for a fact. This is on Twitter. I know for a fact. If I went to college, it would have been different talk about who going number one. It's good though. I love the G League. It prepared me ahead of a college move." I ain't gonna stop working, okay, is what he tweeted out. And there have been some people in BBN land, and I understand it, okay, when this came out. And I get it. I understand that said, well, look at Jalen Green. Look at Jalen Green. He's not going to be number one. Because he went to the G League and not college. And we would agree that Cade Cunningham, being number one, went to a rather random place that is not an NBA factory in Oklahoma State. And so I got to be honest, I don't know what the thought was going into the season who was viewed as number one, but it's right now, I mean, I think it's unanimous that Cade Cunningham is going to be number one.
Yeah.
Now, people saying, well, you know, you go to college. You know, you go to college, and I use this in reference to Kentucky and Jaden Hardy. I know that Kentucky wants Jaden Hardy. If Kentucky does not get Jaden Hardy, and it's a guy that we have not brought up on this show, on Monday, brought it up with Travis Branham.
Yeah.
And my question at the end of the interview was, is there any reason to have the conversation about Jaden Hardy? And he pretty much said, no, there's not. Now, in the last 3.5 days, assistants hired, C.J. Frederick joins, and the what seems to be expectation of Ty Washington, you put that together and say, has something changed? I know Kentucky loves Jaden Hardy, and if he goes to the G League, that's going to be another one of those big-time players that didn't go to Kentucky for whatever reason. For the brother got hired, Cade Cunningham. For the surprise of Zion Williamson. For James Wiseman and Penny. For now, the G League. And remember, Terrence Clark last year. I mean, that was something where Kentucky fans were worried. We did
you got
quite
an offer.
And I understand that. And Kentucky, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Cal put that to sleep pretty quick.
With Rod Strickland. He reached out to Strickland.
That story was something that I feel like Cal publicly reacted to a little bit faster than literally anything because he hasn't said anything other than statements. So I don't think Jalen Green coming out and saying I could be number one. Here's the thing. Jalen Green is predicted to go 3 or 4.
It's not like he
went to the G League, instead of being number one, he's number 21 or 31. That's not the case. Now, I mean, there is something tangible. It's different being number four than number one.
Sure.
Being the overall number one pick. We all understand that. No. I mean, we watched a couple of the games G League-wise that were on because they were on during the show, during quarantine. And the players, some of them looked awesome. These guys are anonymous, though.
Yeah.
The guys that went to the G League are not marketed at all.
No.
And that's all they do in college. And I wonder, and the hope for Kentucky would be, if he can save anything now and the next class, okay, would be, does that flip a couple guys' minds to go to college because the marketing is that much better. Is the money that much better? Depends who you ask.
Right.
Depends who you ask.
Depends on the team you're
okay?
on, maybe.
But you're playing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Nobody's watching on a Tuesday at 4:30.
Right.
No one's seen those games. There's no promotion for it. There's nothing for it. You're playing in an anonymous middle of the day. That's what you're doing,
right.
Okay? And I don't know if they can change anything, if we can get anyone to care. I mean, ESPN doesn't talk about it. It's not like they, hey, we got the rights to the G League and we're talking about it on, you know, on Get Up.
They never
they
talk
don't,
about
I
it.
I mean, you wouldn't even know it's there. I had no idea the games were even on. I had nothing to do. I'm sitting around at 2:45 in the afternoon before we go, you're flipping around. Oh, damn, ESPN 2 has a game. Here's some guys like Jalen Green. Hey, they look awesome.
Yeah, Isaiah Todd, Jonathan Kaminga.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We were talking about, I'm like, we've never seen these guys that we were watching. Like,
they look good.
They're pretty good, and they're playing guys that have had time in the NBA, whatever. So I know at some point it's an old, worn-down argument, but I do think will the numbers swing another way? I have no idea. I have no idea how to answer that. I'm not sold that Jalen Green saying, hey, I'm going to be number 3 or 4, not number 1, that means something. But I do think that Kentucky is doing everything to try to make it enticing for Jaden Hardy. You bring these two assistants in. If in 2 weeks you can get, or whatever, is week and a half, whatever it
well,
is, you can get Ty Washington.
They're committing on the same day.
Oh, is it the exact same
May
day?
May 15th. Oh, they're both committing on May 15th.
You
one
would
way
die.
Or the other, I would
oh,
die.
Oh, my God.
It's on a Saturday. I Andy, the amount of bourbon I would drink in rejoicing and happiness.
Process, you would have to be ready that day from whatever you're doing, whatever dark tavern you're in.
Yeah.
You would have to be looking out for Strieble just going at Louisville fans.
On Twitter.
Going
yeah.
at Blankenbaker, going at anybody.
Everybody.
Okay, so the exact opposite of what I have to do every single day with Blankenbaker yeah. and UK fans.
Yeah,
exactly. All right. Yeah, exactly.
That's fine.
Just,
I'm prepared.
Just reverse it, yeah. But no, I think there is something. Now the Cade Cunningham thing, from what I remember, what I understand, he's been number one for a long time. Like, before the college season started, he was projected as the number one pick. That's kind of like, you know, a horse leading out of the gate and staying ahead the entire time and finishing first. That being said,
yeah, kind of.
There was a lot of Cade Cunningham coverage, not only because he was really damn good. He went to a place like Stillwater, Oklahoma State, where you don't get any coverage at all, and he made them a 4 seed. And people took notice of that, like,
oh,
wow,
people, yeah, but
this
people
guy
were
came,
paying attention to him, yeah.
No
yeah,
matter what, but
yeah,
that made it an even bigger story. It's like,
right.
wow, he went to Stillwater where there's
oh,
no expectation,
we know
and
something.
There are 4 seats.
I'm looking at mock drafts, by the way. I mean, with Cade Cunningham, hang on just a second. I mean, you go down the list, okay? We know Evan Mobley a little bit, although if they didn't have that run to, what was it,
the Final
16?
Four?
No,
the Elite Eight.
USC,
Elite Eight.
Was it the Elite Eight that
Elite
USC
Eight. Yeah.
lost in?
Yeah.
And
Elite
obviously we know
Gonzaga.
Suggs, but you go Kuminga, Jalen Green. I'm trying to even see who.
Isaiah Todd was another one
yeah,
that opted for.
Isaiah Todd was another one.
Because he was supposed to go to Michigan. He committed to Michigan and then flipped the G League. Where does Isaiah Todd on the?
I'm looking. I don't see Isaiah Todd anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a surprise.
Hang on. I'm about to look. This might be an old one, too. What is this? Kyle Boone.
Kyle Boone.
Now this is 5-5, 2021.
Okay. So, that was yesterday.
Mitch, or not Mitch. Process. I'm sorry you don't get to talk about, you know, draft stuff.
Yeah.
On the Diener Show.
Ah, it is what it is, man.
Football or basketball?
Yeah, you know
you do Kentucky.
You don't.
Talk.
You don't have. You don't have a lot there. It's crazy, huh?
I mean, UofL doesn't have anybody but draft. I don't care.
I mean, did Blankenbaker have anything to say about Kentucky having 6 players in the NFL draft?
Yeah,
no, he had nothing
anything?
To say.
Yeah,
I mean,
nothing.
Look, it was all about Tutu oh. Atwell for some unknown oh. reason going in the second round, which I can't understand. And then, you know, Des Fitzpatrick for some unknown reason going to the fourth round. God, I hope he's terrible for Jared. I really do.
Stillman, and then Stillman, we had this on Stillman. I called Ennis.
Oh, you
when
did.
I wanted to know something about Des Fitzpatrick, I called Ennis.
That mental patient thinks he's going to be a slot receiver in the NFL. Get the F out of here.
There's a picture right now of Stillman's doing it like a remote outside. He's got sunglasses on.
Oh, yeah.
And he just looks peak douchiness.
Yeah, that's what
he does.
Does.
You know that my biggest issue, and this is the biggest difference. Process is gonna back me here, not Diener. The guy who does. And now Diener VP sales, that's different, okay? So I understand that. but Stillman's not the sports radio guy that dresses up for a show. Get over yourself.
Like,
that's not what you do.
Have the collar button
we
up.
We don't need any of that. Like, right. When you walk in here, and some days, today's not today, must have been jeans day.
It is.
That you're dressed up, you look like a dope.
Well, I
you're
have
yelling
to.
And screaming. I understand that. Yeah. And you have a reason.
Right.
But I would never, imagine if I walked into the office on a Tuesday process, and I was, I mean, Stillman's in like legit dress pants.
Like you can't it's wearing nice clothes to talk about sports and just make jokes about God knows what. It doesn't go together. It's a very weird duality. I don't agree with it.
No one does.
Yeah, when we do shows in the summer, I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. And then if we're in the studio in the summer,
right,
I'm wearing
the same
thing.
2 weeks away, aren't you?
No, 2 weeks away.
Oh, right? the summer of Streeble.
Yeah.
Well, all the kids and everyone's complained about not being in school. I figured you guys would have went another month to get the kids to where they could experience and be around each other and kind of catch up on some of those days that they missed. I thought you might go 6 or 7 days a week. I mean, that's all I heard, Strebel.
No, the kids
need to be in school. Let's stay in school.
And there are test scores out there that are proving that they needed to be in school in person. Those have gone up. The kids have been having fun with their friends. The eighth graders get to have their last week together and graduation. Yeah, it's all good stuff.
Nice. They going on a trip or anything?
No, it's nixed. Can't go on any trips.
No, but I'm saying you should go an extra month.
It doesn't matter if we go an extra month or not. They're not going on a trip.
No, I'm saying you guys should go an extra month. Everyone wanted to be in school.
Yeah.
You should go the extra month.
That's fine.
Well, no, they should do it.
That's not going to happen.
I'm going to call the Archdiocese.
Yeah.
That's a man, right?
Yeah. Call.
Is it a council or is it a man?
Well, no.
Is it a council?
The Archbishop is the head of the Archdiocese. The Archdiocese is
Who's the Archbishop in Louisville?
It's Archbishop.
Or it's Kurtz.
Kurtz, yeah. Archbishop Joseph
Wow,
Kurtz.
Look at Process.
I know Process knowing all
I'm Catholic.
Oh, you are. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. There we go. But, yeah, Archbishop Kurtz, you call him. Maybe he can get something going. But there are people that
Process
run the school
a
side.
Heater. Process ripping a heater before Mass.
Taking communion.
And he goes in there, sitting next to an old lady, just smelling. Just absolutely smelling.
Yeah, just sunglasses and a cigarette. All right, I'm getting me some body of Christ. Let's do this.
Wearing a blur shirt, like Greer said. Did you really wear jeans to softball practice last night?
Yeah, I wasn't planning on doing anything. I was going to sit out there, crush heaters, and drink. And then they were like, we need you to shag balls. I'm like, mark that. I was like, dude, come on. So I went out there, and I hung out.
I heard you were good. They said that you, like, surprised people.
Here's
that
the
you
problem.
Were pretty good.
I'm too competitive, and it doesn't match how bad I am. So, like, when I don't do well, I get way too pissed off, and I don't have the right to be, so I shouldn't play.
I think you should play.
Oh, goodness.
I used to drop F-bombs in gym class when I was a freshman in high school because we lost at, like, volleyball. And I said, and the teacher was like, you need to calm down. I'm like, F that, am I calming down? We should have won this effing game.
That's awesome.
By the way, Patty Ice, 10 minutes ago, my guy Mark Ennis asking the hard-hitting questions.
I want to know what those are. I want to know what those are.
Oh, man. I guess Satterfield said he is building a home here. Process, what do you think of Satterfield building a home?
Good. You can flip a house. It's a hot market. You can flip a house quickly. He's a hack.
This is your day. This is your day tomorrow is talking about Satterfield building a home. You know that, right?
I'm building a home here as I win 5 games and get fired or I leave for a lesser job. I mean, he's such a hack. He's such an asshat. I can't stand him.
Doesn't it feel good?
He's just ripping for no. I love it.
You can flip a house. It's a hot market. God.
It's a hot market.
Hey, who has to run the mortgage show every week, okay? You learn, you pick up some things. I'm just saying.
You don't. You don't have to run the mortgage. Oh, you mean the taping of the mortgage
show.
Yeah,
no, I'm there. You pick stuff up.
You're learning something.
He is.
Exactly.
Oh,
you could be
God.
A real estate agent on the side, like Ryan Lemon.
We never got to Mitch. He's selling his, we never got to this. I'm going to get to this yesterday. You know our guy Louis Rabeau?
Yeah.
He's buying one of the video game systems for his kids from Mitch.
Is he
Mitch
really?
Mitch is selling his apartment off. Yeah, as he continues to lose every bet.
The Wii or the Xbox?
The Wii.
He's buying the Wii. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So little Louis.
You're buying your kids a 15-year-old game system? Jesus.
Well, that's what I said. That's what I was kind of getting at.
If I gave Kellen a Wii, he'd laugh in my face.
I mean, you did give him the older Xbox.
No, it wasn't.
No,
okay,
it wasn't the new Xbox.
It was the Xbox.
He's let down.
It was the Xbox.
He's never going to tell
F-Series.
You.
injuries or
he's,
whatever.
But he's never going to tell
no,
you.
No, he'll never say anything.
But you know he's let down.
He may be let down.
He's let down.
Well, you know.
Other kids in his class got the new Xbox. And you didn't. You don't know that. Every kid at the school. I guess you might know.
Well, yeah, it's not
school.
A big school. Plus, in his class, he's like buddies with all those guys, and they talk about what they have, what their system, their video game systems are. And so I think only one of them got the newest Xbox.
How about that?
Yeah, so most of them had the same one Kellen has. I hear him down there screaming all the time, yelling, he's out!
Playing the show?
Yeah, playing the show. And then the hacker, they call each other, like, he's playing Fortnite. That guy's a hacker. There's no way he's that good. It's a hacker.
Maybe he's just Korean.
Yellow culture hacker.
Do you want to play the Sweet Chin music to take us to break here?
Oh, yeah.
Process, have you heard this? Do you know who Chin is when I say that? Do you have any idea? Do you know who Chin Coleman is?
Chin Coleman, yeah, he's from Illinois.
There you go. All right, play this. We'll take a break. On the other end, we got to get. I want to hear Satterfield say that he's building a new home. That's good. That's something that's going to make me happy. Yeah. And Jimbo Fisher, why are you the way that you are? Go ahead, process.
Greetings, Big Blue Nation, from Chin. As you can see, I'm already getting prepared. I'm already working hard to service you in the best way I can. It is a dream, truly a dream, and my family and I are so, so, so excited to be a part of Big Blue Nation, and I promise I will not let you down. We will have many, many, many more memories, many, 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 many more special moments, many, many, many more championships, many, 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 many more great times. Thank you. Go Wild. Let's go, Blue Nation. Let's go. I make them feel like they're on cloud nine. I'm just a
sexy boy. With Andy Sweeney.
Kentucky basketball has standards. And the standards have not been met.
And James Strebel.
And I'm sorry, but CJ Frederick does nothing to meet those standards, which is Final Four.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so we have a number of things to get to here on The Take on this Thursday. 437-9680, a bunch of texts coming in. Hey, a reminder, it's a Thursday. You know what that means. Wing Zone, hanging out. Process, did you get any Wing Zone today? I was not at the station. Did you get
some?
Yeah,
I did. I have to race back there because, the switch between, Bob's show and Issel and Pratt is a little bit, dangerous sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm,
trying
to corral Nick into the
not
booth.
Not easy.
And then I'm like, I need to get back there because if I don't eat, I'm going to stab you. So,
No, that's exactly what happens. So they bring it every Thursday. We love it. Try the ESPN Louisville special, 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for $9.39. That is good 7 days a week. Or try their new $9 lunch specials. You can order online today, wingzone.com. Texas says, please describe what process looks like. Was photos out there all over the place taking photos with, a rose in your mouth with Blankenbaker, I think it was?
I did not have a rose in my mouth. I had my winning ticket.
Look at Danny Dimes throwing these dimes to Golden Tate against some bum Eagles DB. Look at that.
Did you see you sent me the video of the Giants fan punching the hole in the wall and his wife being like, what the F?
Yeah.
What was he mad about?
Every year a Giant fan doesn't like the picks or something and punches holes in the wall.
How do you know he's going to be good? I mean, people thought Gaines Adams was going to be good. People thought Jamarcus Russell was going to be. You have no idea. Getting that pissed off over a draft pick is so stupid.
It is stupid. Most of the time, yes. I would say 9 times out of 10. Okay, so 437-9680. We have a couple things here. We have Blankenbaker soundboard to get to. I want to play that promo that we just played, but before we do that, your girl Jessica.
Oh, what's she doing?
She's got a new photo set out.
Oh, good.
Little cowboy theme.
It's so weird.
Little cowboy theme. Okay.
All right. Wow. Get your six shooters going. Look at those. She's got boots on. Daisy Dukes, too.
There you go. A little lean back on like an old-time gas machine.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's at the old-time gas station. In,
like a sit-go.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, I like it. Bottoms up. Let's go.
Texas says, I like this version of process. Texas, buy Kellen the new Xbox.
Okay, you got $900 laying around.
Texas, process off the leash. Play that promo. Okay, so we have a new promo running. It's the lineup promo.
Yes.
Okay, now I want people to listen to this. There is hard-hitting analysis from Diener, from Pratt and Issel, from Bobby V, and then I want you to listen to the sound clip that was used for this show. So again, take a listen. All the other shows, there's a short sound bite. Mm-hmm. Listen to what their sound bites are, and then at the very end, your afternoon drive home with the take, listen to what sound was used for us. Go ahead.
You're listening to ESPN 680 and 105.7, your flagship for the Diener Show, 7 to 10 a.m.
The one thing you never know in the off seasons of football and basketball is who is improving, who is getting better.
Sports Talk with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt from 10 to noon.
I think Kentucky football is really on the upswing.
Middays with Bob Valvano, noon to 3.
We weren't really playing the way I want to play, and we're going to play the way I want to play right now and get the guys to play the way I want to play.
And your afternoon drive home with Andy Sweeney on The Take.
See, I would eat sushi off those abs.
They're great abs.
Would you eat sushi off some abs?
Sure.
For the most local coverage of your teams, keep it locked on ESPN
680. That makes me so happy.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what we do here.
It is.
Yes.
You're not totally wrong. No, there's part of me that loves it. There's also part of me
it cringes a little bit.
Not cringe, that it is funny. Well, what happened with that promo is this. Process, are you in the know on what happened with that promo?
No, Pat asked me, he's like, I need something, brother. And I sent him to him like 3 weeks ago.
No, well, it's been an ongoing saga. Your boy Jack Grossman was supposed to do that promo like 2 weeks ago. And then Derby happened and other things happened, and it never got done. And then on Sunday, I said, hey, before you leave on Tuesday, which actually was Wednesday afternoon for the weekend, can you finish that promo? And he didn't do it.
Mm. Yeah, well,
he didn't do it. And
Jack's been whiffing on some stuff.
He had
lately.
To get called into the principal's office.
He did, and so this is the result.
Or actually, the assistant principal's office.
And sometimes even more. It's worse to go into the assistant principal's office than the principal's office. Sometimes the assistant principal's scared.
So Green took
worse.
Anything that he had, and the first thing is Bob not really giving a take through the eyes of Chris Mack.
Yes.
Okay, and then it's me and you. I mean, we talked about eating sushi on abs. Like, that is an old clip.
Yeah, it is. I forgot who
that is
we were
over
discussing.
A month.
Was it Jamin Davis?
It wasn't eating at, no, it was a woman. It was,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
that's so, God.
Well, I just remember talking about Jamin Davis.
Have you seen his abs?
They're
process?
Fantastic.
No, I was more confused than why I went to the first round. Now, speaking of Bob's clip.
Oh God.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But speaking of Bob's clip, Nick just texted me when he heard that promo. He said, I effing hate that sound clip Jack picked for that promo. I cut like four better ones.
He hurried and did it on Monday.
He rushed through his homework.
He rushed through his homework just to get it done.
To get it done. Yeah. To have something to turn in.
It was about just getting something done. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about quality.
No, it wasn't. It was just like, here, I have it.
Quality
have it,
was
see?
Not a consideration.
No,
which
no.
is how you get 2-month-old sound from us talking about eating sushi off abs.
I mean, it's not an F, but it's like a D-.
It's not good.
It's not good. It's like a D- is what it is. Yes.
Texas says, I like process on the show. Texas says, use your stimmy money to buy Kellen an Xbox.
That stimmy money has been put to use in other venues. We haven't spent all of it.
What have you bought with the stimmy money? We bought vacation?
No. We're doing stuff for the house.
What are you doing for the house?
We got a new kitchen table.
Nice.
Chair sets. We did that.
What overstock place did you get these at?
I don't know. My wife did it. I don't know. But
she has to run that through you.
It was overstock.
Right?
Yes, because I was there for the delivery.
There it is.
So the delivery guy shows up and is a big overstock truck, and I hadn't even seen the table. And they brought it in the house. I was like, oh, that's fine. That's nice.
Diener's listening, by the way, Process.
Uh-oh.
He says, ask Process about this week's promo where he used his own take on the NFL draft.
Right, so here's what happens. I don't want to use the same subject because I do three promos a week. I take pride in that. I don't want to use the same subject too much. So I was like, okay, what's the only other thing we talked about other than Derby? And I'm like, okay, I need something NFL draft related. And I'm like, well, I'm in all of these. I can't cut myself out. I'm too much in it. So I was like, all right, well, do it now. Have something up there. Get the D-, and then we'll do it later.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You did have one. You did have one where – here's what I know. You had one where it was all blank. Like, you would have thought blank was Dieter.
Was the host.
No, you would have thought – yeah, Dieter wasn't in it at all. Okay?
Just blank and Baker?
And then Brian always does the first take Maben gives on Monday. It could be about anything.
It's just what it is.
Shocking. He also reads my sports centers, but, you know, whatever.
He steals your sports centers?
Yeah, no, I have to, like, I have to sit there and delete it. It's like doing the Antwerp Diamond Heist. I'm going to cover my tracks like crazy.
Now that we bring it up, now that it's brought up, Process, make sure that it's not left up on a computer or on the printer.
I do, dude.
That's
I have to
100%.
Scrub that thing. It's ridiculous. It should not have to be done for somebody in their 30s. I'm sorry. That should not have to be done. But it has to be done, apparently.
He scrubs it the way that Kenny Johnson tried to scrub Christian Dawkins' name off the ledger on a recruiting visit. It's a running joke between Process and I.
I didn't know that. This is great. I'm getting all kinds
like,
of
I have
information
to, I basically
today.
When it happens and I hear my SportsCenter being read by somebody, I have to go, la, 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 I don't hear it, I don't hear it. Because if I do, I'm going to like kick in the door and like throw something at him. So I need to just act like it's not there.
Texas says, have you put the mitt on the new table? Boy, that's going to confuse Process.
Yeah, no, nothing's going on the table. We're trying to keep it.
What we're
nice,
talking about,
clean.
Process, is because we know you're doing God knows what.
Yeah, this time of day,
Strebel uses his wife's mitt to play catch, not his own.
Do you throw underhand?
No, I can't find it. And if Kellen or Wyatt want to go out and throw a little catch.
Okay, James, I love you. You know I love you, man.
Yes.
But mitts are what, like $35?
That's what Andy said.
Use your stimmy money on a mitt. You still have some money left, right? Don't buy an Xbox, but buy a mitt. Come on, dude.
I mean, Strebel has multiple jobs. He doesn't only need the stimulus. I love how everyone keeps going back to the stimulus money.
Well, I don't know what he does for a living. I don't know.
You don't know what Strebel does
You're like
for
a teacher or something, right?
I am.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what grade you taught, what level of school. You could tell me you were a preschool teacher for all I know.
No,
I have no bleeping idea.
No, I mean, if you look at Strebel, you know he's middle school or elementary school. That's what he is.
Yes, I'm middle school. Middle school teacher.
Because you would not survive at a public high school. You'd get clowned.
I would get clowned.
Really
you would. You absolutely would.
I would.
As would I.
But
I did.
Like I said, I've done high school before.
Years and years ago. And then you ran back to private.
Well, it was the only job open at the time because I was just subbing and because there were like no jobs. And so someone that I know called me and was like, hey, you want this job? I was like, yeah, I'll take it.
What grade do you teach?
6th, 7th, and 8th.
God, sixth graders are the biggest tools on the planet.
Oh,
Don't forget that.
Texas says, Round Daddy bought the table at Kohl's to get that Kohl's cash for Mother's Day 2-for-1. Yeah.
No, it was an overstock. I think it was like that Louisville overstock or whatever. This is where I got the table. Well, I didn't get the table. My wife got the table. I didn't even see it. It just showed up and the delivery guys were there. Like, oh, hey.
Texas says Kareem's a better producer than both of these guys. Ooh.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
I agree, but I also wake up every morning, so you know what? Two middle fingers up, baby.
okay, so a couple different things I wanted to mention. 437-9680. Rick Bocich is going to join us here in about 15 minutes or so. We also have a bunch of sound. Do you have the sound sheet in front of you, Process? Or do you have sound? Because I need to
go find
it.
No, I have a sound sheet.
Okay, because we haven't played anything sound-wise,
yeah.
So I'll look through it here in just a second. Satterfield was on with Ennis. Is there something that we need to play from this? because I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think the best clip is probably the one where
does he want to be here?
Straight up asked you, do you want to be here, which I do like.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and play that. This is Ennis with Satterfield. This is going to give us so many Ennis the Drive marks for the mixtape. I can't wait tomorrow. I just can't wait. I'm ready
awesome.
For it. No,
yes.
I'm locked in, and we're going to get so many, and Mitch is going to have to cut so many things. It's going to bother him.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. This was, what, about 35 minutes ago. Go ahead.
You know, I hate that that depression got put out there to begin with. I mean, I love it. We love it here. We love working with the people we're working with. We love our team, you know, and this is a great place to live. I just hate the fact that any kind of narrative got put out like that, and people are still saying it. I just don't understand it. But it is what it is. We're moving forward with that, but we love it here. I mean, shoot, we're getting ready to redo a new house, and hoping we'll be here for a long, long time. I mean, I think the biggest goal for us is to continue to elevate this football program to make it one of the best programs in the country, and to compete for championships. And that's kind of what we're all about, and hopefully that's what we'll be able to do over the next several years.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
No, I mean,
wait. Well, hang on. Okay,
yeah.
So it's a good question. It's one of the main things that lingers, and you can tell that Scott Satterfield hears a lot of that, and he doesn't hear everything, but you can tell he hears a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
What I find interesting is he has to know why that thought is out there. This is not created by anyone other than him and his agent. It wasn't created by the media. It wasn't created by the fan base. It wasn't created by Vince Tyre. And why it's out there is because whether I agree or you agree or Scott Satterfield agrees with it, Louisville fans are butthurt when their coaches... When their coaches look for other jobs, they get butthurt, especially if they feel like they've been bleeped with. Now, most fan bases do. In fact, I'll go on the limb and say all fan bases do. But locally, that is a tender spot. And I would imagine by now he would understand that. Maybe not then. But back when he flirted with South Carolina however many months ago, was it May 6th? That was months ago. So the reason it was out there is because there were multiple stories, including a real talking and flirtation with South Carolina. Now, this is not the conversation. We'll talk more about this in the 525 or so. Bostich coming up in 15 minutes. This is not the discussion. Should he be able to look for other jobs? Oh, if Satterfield can go get another job and make more money and go to the SEC and be back in the Carolinas, I ain't killing the guy for that. By the way, Ence's team is going to lose today. And how about that? How about that, Ence?
Roma.
That was Ence's lock. Yeah, I know, Ence. Your last couple days. I know how many units you're down. Don't worry about me. I'm watching you.
He's monitoring.
I got eyes. I got monitors. I'm hacking right into your system. Anyway, 437-9680. Satterfield has to know, and whether he cares or not, listen, I mean, again, if a job comes calling in a year or two and it offers more money, and specifically it's in the SEC, and it might be in a better geographical footprint if Matt Brown were to leave in a couple years, I ain't going to kill Satterfield for that. And he knew he handled it the wrong way, and he knew he had to tuck tail. And the reason I know that is the apology, the another apology. I mean, he did that press conference where he failed that press conference after flirting with South Carolina very openly after a crap season. That's why.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to pick. Listen, it's great that he came on there. I know Ennis, that's a big deal for him.
Sure, absolutely.
Because he wants to have a good relationship with Scott Satterfield. I understand that, but why that's still coming up is not the fans' fault. It's not the media's fault. It's your fault.
Right.
You're the one that looked at South Carolina. Nobody else did. Nobody else did.
Yeah. No,
and do I believe him? I don't know. I don't believe any coach. Okay. Honestly, I mean, who believes coaches? who the hell believes? Strible doesn't believe me. I don't believe Strible. No one believes process.
No.
Okay. Wear sunglasses people. Inside. I mean, no one believes coaches. So, that's how I take it. I mean, that would be. And Louisville fans hear that now, and that can be spun the other way. Well, he's building a house, and he wants to be here for a long time, and his son's going to be going to U of L, and there's a bunch of things. Good, great, grand. I mean, all of that is fine, but how we got here was very simple. Satterfield had conversations with South Carolina.
Yeah.
That's it. And Louisville fans have been burned, and Louisville fans, more importantly, they feel like they've been burned. Whether you believe they have or not, I mean, they have in many instances, they feel jaded when it comes to this, and they get butthurt as a fan base over this more than just about anything.
Yeah.
Honestly, besides missing the tournament, which Mac did last year, this is it.
Yeah, this is number two on that list.
And some would have it number one.
Yeah.
Basketball matters more than football.
Well, you look at John L. Smith, you look at Bobby Petrino for the first time, Charlie Strong, and they have a history of coaches just uprooting and leaving at their greatest success point in their program. And that I thought the exact same thing you thought when he said, I don't understand where that narrative came from or whatever. And I'm like, dude, you went to Bowling Green and sat down and had a conversation and essentially a job interview with South Carolina. That's where the narrative came from. And whether you believe that he was serious about the job or not, or if he had an offer, or if they were serious about the job, we don't know the ins and outs of it. We know it happened. We know there was a conversation, and we know that he bumbled through a press conference where he basically said, "Well, yeah, if there are other jobs out there in the future, I might look." And he said that, and that's where the narrative came from. That's how it was built. It was all on him. Now, I do tend to think that now Satterfield,
I think he learned his lesson.
Exactly.
I think he got humbled.
He got humbled. He learned his lesson. He's like, you know what? I got to quit fooling around, because if I don't, they'll kick me out. Like, I might be out, and I might not have any place to go to if I keep messing around, screwing around. I may be the one on the outside looking in.
He's in an odd situation, and I think Mac is too. And that is, what are their careers going to be?
Well,
I want to talk about that at 5:30. These guys are – Chris Mack has made the move, Xavier, to the big time. There's some things with the Louisville job, and you come here and you immediately get this recruiting class that you build everything around, and you make a few moves that are different than Rick Pitino, and fans immediately, because they've been bleeped on, they buy in. And I understand buying into what Chris Mack, First Street Live event and the things that he was doing, social media was so different that it was tapping into a different part of the Louisville fans' brain. Mm. He tried to bring older players in,
right,
whereas that became a narrative that Pitino didn't.
Whatever you want to say, too.
And they had stunk, and you were bringing in what was the best available. Vince Tyree pulls up, lays it on the table, gives them a bunch of money. Fans love that stuff and everything else. Media bought in. Everyone bought in. But now Chris Mack's got to win, or he's underachieving at a big time job.
It's all for nothing.
And Satterfield got so much praise that now the unrelenting praise is over. Mm-hmm. And he helped do that by not having a good season, missing out on a couple key recruits, and the South Carolina stuff, which tapped into the biggest insecurity and issue that Louisville fans have. And so now Satterfield's sitting here saying, I got to get going. Mm-hmm. What's my career going to be? It's been great at App State. I got the adulation, home run hire when I got hired, doubled, tripled, quadrupled my salary, whatever it may be.
Bowl game, first season.
Okay, first season, a success. People are still fawning. And this is years now of fawning over Scott Satterfield, and boom, he misses out on key recruits. Okay, a couple. Chubba Purdy's one. I mean, listen, the quarterback's room is one of them.
Yeah,
okay?
That's part of the story.
And boom, that happens. And some assistants leave. You have a bad year. The South Carolina thing happens, and then that press conference happens.
Yeah,
that press conference. He failed that press conference. All of that together. That's why we're there. Louisville fans have a long memory with that stuff. I understand. Listen, he talked to South Carolina. We all understand that.
Yeah.
To me, it's not as big of a deal. But I can't always, I mean, you know, that's the fight. I'm not telling fans how they're going to react. I already know how Louisville fans are going to react there.
Right. Like,
there's nothing anyone's going to say to stop that.
Because having, you had Bobby Petrino talk before he left talking to Auburn. Before Charlie Strong left, you had the flirtations with Tennessee. Like you said, they've been in that situation before, and they have a long memory, and they understand it. Now it's deja vu again with Scott Satterfield, and they're not going to forget that. And he still has – he's got some work to do. You're right. I mean, you compact – they would have given him a pass, Andy. I think you and I agree on this. They would have given him a pass for that four-win season because of COVID and because of other things if he had not done the South Carolina thing. I think he would have gotten a full pass. But when he did the South Carolina interview in Bowling Green,
100%.
That's what everything just piled
100%.
Up, and the house fell down on him.
COVID, Tutu Atwell and Javian Hawkins opt out
early.
An injury here or there. Oh, please.
Malik Cunningham was turnover prone. That was on him.
Yeah, it's on him. No. Absolutely, it would have been Renault. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
For the most part, I think 8 or 9 out of 10 Louisville fans would have said, mulligan year, you best get going. You have a young team, but let's get going.
Exactly, 100%.
Yeah, I agree. Yep. Let's take a break. 437-9680, quick break. We didn't get to process too much there. We didn't get to your text. We'll do that. And then on the other end, Rick Bozich joins us next on this Thursday.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.